This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Today, Fellowship President Yael Eckstein speaks about what's in her heart about her homeland, the nation of Israel.
I never lose perspective of the fact that the Jewish people were wandering after the Second Temple was destroyed for thousands of years, being a stranger in a strange land, wherever that was, and that we always kept this hope, this prayer alive that one day we would come back to Israel. And I always think about how crazy it must have seemed that when during the Holocaust, when they were being taken to the gas chambers and they're opening up their Bible and saying, one day you'll go home to Israel. It's been thousands of years. We haven't been reunited with Israel, not with the Hebrew language. Suddenly now, as our people are being burned in gas chambers, suddenly we're going to still have this faith, hold on to it, that we're going to go back to Israel after 2,000 years. But despite the fact that it never happened to any other people, despite the fact that it logically makes no sense, the Jewish people have held on to this faith because the prophets told us, Jeremiah, Isaiah, they said, one day you'll go home, and that was enough for us. And so there's not a day that I don't wake up and say, I am living the words of the prophets. And through the Fellowships on Wings of Eagles project, I also get to witness how every single day more Jews, by loving Christians around the world, are being brought home to Israel in fulfillment of this biblical prophecy.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca. This has been Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada.